There's a heated battle taking place over what goes into your car's fuel tank. Up to now, gasoline has been allowed to include 10% ethanol. Yesterday, the EPA raised that limit to 15% ethanol, but only for cars made after 2007. For the ethanol industry, including corn farmers, this is a partial victory, since they'd like the new fuel available for all vehicles. But as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, oil companies are questioning the new policy, which could cut into their revenues.
When you stop at a gas station to fill up your car, you probably don't think much about the advisory sticker on the pump that says the gas contains ethanol.
So what do you know about ethanol?
That it keeps my car going. I can put gas in it and go. That's all I know about it.
While Patricia Crowley of Aurora, Colorado doesn't think much about what's in her gas, there are some other folks who are obsessed with this. The U.S. has set a goal of using 36 billion gallons of renewable fuels like ethanol by 2022. To reach such an aggressive goal, the ethanol industry in 2009 asked the EPA to raise the current 10% limit on ethanol and gasoline to 15%. But there are concerns that could damage cars already on the road. Ethanol burns hotter than gasoline, and that could damage engine parts. The ethanol industry submitted reams of studies to support their claim that boosting ethanol is safe. Patrick Kelly is with the American Petroleum Institute, the group that represents oil companies.
In our opinion, the data they submitted is inadequate. They've taken a lot of good information and then made conclusions that were based on the judgment of the authors rather than based upon the data that's actually provided in the studies.
Understand that the U.S. burned 138 billion gallons of gas last year. Losing even just 5% of that market to another form of fuel like ethanol means losing billions of dollars. So the oil industry's concerns raised eyebrows over at the offices of Growth Energy. Tom Bias is CEO of the Ethanol Trade Group.
There's some very well-financed vested interests that do not want to see our industry succeed.
Still, the EPA said it wanted to rely on independent data to make such an important decision. So the agency is waiting for test results from Department of Energy studies that are underway. Bias is among those anxious for results to be released.
We are not afraid of the testing that's being done because we think the test will confirm what we submitted in March of 2009.
Some of the DOE tests are happening at a lab outside Denver. A technician is revving up this 2009 Camry to test whether more ethanol will hurt the pollution control equipment. DOE engineer Bob McCormick says 82 vehicles are being driven up to 120,000 miles in the lab. The DOE has spent more than $40 million on this testing. For some models, McCormick says his agency bought three identical versions of the same car.
We'll run one of them on 0% ethanol, one of them on 10% ethanol, and one of them on 15% ethanol.
Tests on cars built after 2007 are finished, and the EPA says it's safe to use 15% ethanol in them. Tests on 2000 to 2006 model cars won't be completed until next month. The EPA will issue a decision on whether it's safe to use 15% ethanol in them later this year. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.